This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
In the studio with us now, we have some very important guests. They are very much part of our community. They are musicians of note. They were on The Voice last year.
Robbed.
They are a brother and sister twins. And they're a duo these days. It is Beck and Sebastian. Welcome back to Joy.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
It is our pleasure to have you here in the studio today. And it is to mark a very, very special thing in terms of you guys have got your debut single out.
Yes, we do.
So, which has been a fair while in the works.
Yes, it has. We've actually been working on it for probably over a year now, but we've been working on our material for
probably two years.
Yeah, about two years now.
Now, if we go back, your appearance together on The Voice in 2013, that was essentially the first time, Beck, that you had sung?
Pretty much, yeah. It was all very, very fresh for me, especially such a large audience. I've never had that many eyes on me. But, yeah, it was definitely a really good experience and helped me get over that fear of singing in public, for sure.
How did you discover that you could sing or that you wanted to sing?
It was very interesting. It was more
a pushing of my dad.
Yeah. more family and friends, to be honest.
With his rich accent, he said, "You have to sing. You have to sing." Macedonian accent, just pushing it. But yeah.
Right. He's like, I'm glad. Unusual voice. And I'm like, is that a compliment? So, we just in the studio and Bass needed a female vocal guide and I sang a bit for him and he said, "You can actually sing." So I was like,
okay. Damn you. You can sing better than me.
And the rest is pretty much history. My older brother learnt guitar specifically just to help me get out there for open mics and just to build my confidence. And here we are today.
Yeah. So it's a big family. It's a very musical family.
Yes, we're two of four kids. I'm the youngest by five minutes.
Right.
Yes, she holds that on me. Our eldest brother, he plays guitar. And then we've got our other brother.
He can sing as well.
Yeah, he can sing very well as well. Okay. Got a bit of a rock voice. Then our other brother, who's four years older than us, he's also gay. Not very musical. I think he's
he's very talented though in other ways.
Yeah, he's talented in other ways. And a very lovely person.
Oh, right,
as well.
Yeah. You have to say that about
your older brother. Love you, Chris.
See, older brothers called Chris, you see.
Yeah. We know how they all turn out.
Yeah. Now, Seb, your history in music goes back quite a lot further.
Yes, you've been
producing music, you've been in bands, all kinds of things. Give us a bit of a synopsis.
So I've been doing music now for about 16 years. Started out doing writing, producing for other artists. Worked with other reality TV stars, Anthony Clare, Natalie Gauchi, the amazing Jason Singh, who's been in the studio here before. And then started working with my sister just a couple of years ago, and that's kind of just taken off quite well and quite quickly.
You mentioned Jason Singh there, and of course our favourite, one of our biggest and most requested songs of 2013 at Joy was Jason Singh's Hold On Forever.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
It was our number one song of the year last year.
Amazing.
And you're a co-writer on that.
Yes, yes. We wrote that together, yes.
So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It is a really, really strong song and everyone at Joy loved it. So,
amazing. Thanks.
Well done. Now, but I wanted to go back a few years because it's not the...
Here we go.
Yes, I was waiting for this one.
It's not the first time you've been showcased in one way or another here at Joy 94.9.
Yes, that is correct.
My predecessor had the privilege and the pleasure of programming one of your songs way back in 2006.
Yes, yes.
You had a band called The New Avant-Garde.
That is correct. It was an electro-pop band.
It's a great cover of you and your the four of you in your very 2007
You can Google that one.
Come on, what? Come on, say what kind of outfit is in. Come on, come on.
It's not spandex. So.
Now, tell us a little bit about the new avant-garde. Who was it?
Okay, so the new avant-garde was an electro-pop group. It was the four of us. So Becca was playing drums back then as well.
So you were a drummer?
Yeah, well... okay. A long story cut short.
You played
they
drums.
They basically wanted me to...
She was
play,
just,
and
she
I
can
bought
play
a drum
the basics,
kit.
Yeah. So...
I went and bought a drum kit that weekend and I just started playing and teaching myself. So
okay.
I wouldn't say I am a drummer, but I attempted it. I could play some parts.
You look good on stage with the band.
Yeah.
Exactly. With a low-cut top on as well.
Now, the single that came out of the avant-garde called Running...
Yes.
...got a huge amount of airplay on Joy
Thank
way
you,
back
Joy.
In
yes.
that time. And I think it's time to remind everybody.
Oh,
yes. So...
remind us as well. Yeah. We haven't heard it for a while.
So this is a new avant-garde featuring Sebastian and Beck on drums with Running on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9, Beck and Sebastian are in the studio with us. Now, guys, the reason we have got you here is that you do have your brand new single called Barricade. We've been playing it for probably just short of a week here on Joy 94.9, getting a good reaction.
Fantastic.
Now, we saw you guys live when you helped out Jason Singh with his album launch. So, and that was pretty big for you because that was sort of one of the first times you'd really got out there live as your duo with your band and all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
What have you been doing since that time?
Since then, we've actually been fortunate enough to have been... Well, we were asked to do Gay Pride in Orlando. So we've just come back from the States and we performed on a massive stage in front of in front of 150,000 people with a lineup of Meghan Trainor, Little Kim, AJR, Clean Bandit. So it was such an honour to go over there and perform, and it was just a great crowd. They just enjoyed it, and we had fun as well.
That's huge.
Yeah,
it's absolutely huge. So well done.
Very surreal.
Congratulations for being invited. I think that's kudos for you guys and well done.
Thank you.
Now tell us about Barricade. It's a big song.
Yes.
It's very emotional. Where does it all come from?
I think you should tell
us. Look, a lot of our writing stems from our own relationships and experiences. So this one was based on a past relationship of mine and just, I guess you'll hear in the lyrics, but it is a very emotional song for me. And just, I don't know. It's hard to explain... I guess in words, like the lyrics explain it all, to be honest. But I don't know what else to say. I guess it's,
I suppose with the relationship we have with each other, we kind of have that, I had a partner at the time as well where I was having these problems and we kind of just went to the drawing board and we realised that in relationships people have these walls that they kind of put up. And we kind of just came up with this track Barricade that, you like to break down those walls and it's something that's easy to relate with just generally with people in life. Mm. So that's what we love to do.
And no matter how much someone hurts you, you kind of got to get back up and rely on yourself and just know it's going to get better.
All right.
And brother and sister rely on each other as well.
Word.
All
right. Well, we're going to hear an acoustic version of Barricade now, which means that you're going to sing it live. Sebastian's got his keyboard in the studio. We're going to get ready to do that now. Beck's going to stand up, as all good singers should, and get all of the air into the lungs. So this is live on Joy 94.9. It's Barricade, Beck and Sebastian. Go for it, guys.
So slow to let go, and it aches in my heart. I won't show, I want to know. When will I learn to restart? Whoever said that love requires a license?
Fire your gun, you shoot the run. You won't find snow, yet so cold, you froze me to the bone. What I know is that I'll go standing tall on my own. This heart is hidden with this condition. Fire your gun, you shoot and run. You won't find me, you won't find me. So take your aim and tear your shame. Go ahead and hide behind your barricade. Barricade. Don't whisper to me saying that you love me, show the meaning of your actions, screaming for satisfaction. So fire your gun, you shoot, then run. So take your aim and take your shame. Fire your gun, you shoot, then run.
Well done. Well done.
We love you.
Amazing. Amazing.
Thank you.
That guys, that was amazing. That was brilliant. And in fact, we had a message in as well. Beck and Sebastian, you guys are amazing.
Oh,
and I completely concur. I hope the song does amazing things for you. If you haven't got behind it yet, get behind the single. It is called Barricade. It's available on all the regular places such as iTunes, yes, and everywhere else you can download great music. What's happening for you guys coming up? Are you performing? Have you got any shows coming up? Or
We don't have anything booked in at this point. We are pushing just at the moment, just with the single. So stay tuned on our social media, on our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and then also on YouTube as well. We'll be posting some blogs as well, but we're working on the EP, and we will be announcing some shows shortly, so
right.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Fantastic. We'll make sure we keep track of it as well, let people know, and of course as the new music rolls out, I'm sure over the next few months we'll definitely be getting you back in again.
Fantastic.
Oh, thank you. We
thank
love coming
you so
here,
much so. For the support.
It's our pleasure. Beck and Sebastian, thank you for joining us here today on Joy.
Thanks for having
bye.
Us
bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.